You're listening to Vectis Radio, Herb's in, and we've also just been joined by Island Royalty, because Sir John Wells is joining us. Morning, John, how are you?
Good morning, yeah, drop the sir.
Now, it's funny, we were talking about companies that have been on the Isle of Wight for a long time. How long have AJ Wells been going?
44 years, yes, 1972, in February the 16th, 72 was
started.
There were three of us then.
That's absolutely incredible, because we were talking about the you know, how companies have survived in the last you know, 40 odd years, and you know, we were talking about all these factories like Ronson's and Dixon's and things like that, and they've all bitten the dust. But there you go, you've gone through it, come out the other side. So how did you manage that?
Well, I don't know, really. We made it. We never started thinking that we were going to go on for 40 years. There were three of us for a start. There's my father, my eldest brother and me, and we mended cars and did agricultural engineering in those days, so that's how we started off. And then come about 73, 74, you may not remember this because you're not old enough, but the...
thanks.
but the trees all started to die, the elm trees started to die, Dutch elm disease hit the place. And at the same time, oil prices went up, and so wood-burning stoves, which were quite common on the continent, started to come into the country, and we made dog grates for burning logs, and we thought, well, this seems a good idea, these stoves seem quite a good idea. So we started to sell imported stoves, and the stoves were all big, and so people would put them in small rooms and be completely overwhelmed by them, and so they wanted a small one, and there weren't any small ones on the market. So we thought, well, we can bend metal and we can weld and we can make a box with a chimney on, which we called a stove, and it started from there. And we went up to a show in 75 in Welwyn Garden City, and we showed some stoves up there, and it was a trade show. And this guy came along. He said, oh, where's this little stove that I've seen? He said, so we showed him, and he said, oh, I like that. He said, I'll have a dozen. We'd only ever made about 10. So it was slightly difficult. We took 28 orders at that show. And so we thought, we came back to the island thinking we better get serious about this. And we did. And we moved from just outside Knighton to Westminster Lane. There was a factory unit there. And then we moved in end of 99, I think it was, we moved to our place on Bishop's Way.
Okay.
We've now got four factories.
Wow. I mean, that is, you stood the test of time.
Well, we've sort of done it, yeah.
You were producing something everyone wanted.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
You were producing something everyone wanted.
Well, it is, yes. I mean, people do want them. They are good things. They're very efficient. They're very green. They use renewable fuels. So, yeah, they're a good thing to have. And worldwide now we sell... We sell to Japan, we sell to South Africa, and quite a lot. We've got a set up in France, and we sell to Germany and Belgium and all over the place. Yeah.
It's incredible, because earlier on people were saying, what do they do? What do they do? And we say, yeah. Somebody said signs, somebody said stoves, and there's an old array of things that you
do. Yeah, well, I've missed out the sign business. That was something that happened along the way, because we used to have stoves enamelled. And we went through five enamellers in 10 years, because vitreous enamelling, which is basically melted glass melted onto metal, they used to, if you remember, there were enamel buckets and basins and all sorts of things. Well, they went out of fashion when plastics came in, and so a lot of enamelling companies went bust. And so we went through five enamelers in 10 years, and in the end we decided to put in our own plant. So we borrowed £250,000. It was in 1987, I think it was, and we put this plant in, and then at the time stove demand went down a little bit, and so we got this plant that we were desperately trying to pay for, and we weren't really using it properly. And so we started to do some work for a guy who made nameplates, house nameplates, and we used to make him his enameled plates, and he used to have a little furnace at home, and he used to put the names on them, but it never worked. And so he found that he couldn't make a business of it, so he went and got a job, and he got a job for somebody who worked for London Underground. And he phoned us up one day. He said, look, he said, I've got a call for some enamel signs for London Underground. Can you make enamel signs? So we said, well, do anything, we can enamel. So we did, and we made some. Then we got approved by them, and now we do huge amounts for London Underground. Most of the signs on the Underground are ours. And we've just had a huge order for Crossrail, And yeah, so
they're doing the new underground, aren't they? Yeah. Up in London. So you're going to be doing all the signs for that?
Yeah, the Elizabeth line.
Wow.
Yeah, no, we've got some up there now, and I mean, I can't show you on the radio, but I've got them on my phone, but I could show you them there. Yeah.
Well, if you give us the website details, you can we can find some details on there, can't we? Some pictures.
Yeah. Well, ajwells.co.uk will get you into the main site, and then you either go down the stove route or the signage route.
Okay, that's excellent.
All about us.
And you've been, you know, you've come out the other side and so on. And one of the reasons why we were kind of discussing companies like yours in the last couple of days is because in my head I'm thinking all these companies that have gone from purely from a selfish point of view, I'm looking at it and thinking, you know, because we're trying to work out who to vote for in the EU.
Yeah.
I've got no idea, but from a totally, you know, independent islander's view, I'm looking and thinking we've lost all these companies over the years, but yours has still managed to keep going for obvious reasons. You know what you're doing, and you have adapted through the years. Where are you? You don't have to tell me if you don't want to. But where should we be voting?
Where should we be voting? I don't know. My head says one thing, and my heart says another. That's the trouble, and that's what a lot of people think. From a business point of view, business hates uncertainty, and therefore to stay in makes certainty on business, and that's why business
sure.
leaders are up for it. Having said that, there is a side of me that I've been an entrepreneur all my life, and there's a side of me that says, why don't we give it a go? Let's go it alone. So I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet, so
thanks
I can't really
thanks
say.
For clearing that up. Yeah.
I'll make it clear.
I've just looked at some of your bits on the site with the what do you call the stop tops? They're like tables.
Yeah, spot top tables. Yeah,
they're fabulous.
Yeah, they are beautiful. We've started another side in the business called Vlaze, which is which we make spot top tables. We make kitchen worktops and splashbacks.
Okay, can you do my kitchen for me?
Oh yes, of course.
That's
no,
right.
No problem at all.
So you provide for companies on the island. You know, so they go out and sell your stuff.
Yeah, we sell. I mean, most of our stuff obviously goes off the island. I mean, we now employ 160 people and turn over about
wonderful.
I don't know, 18 million a year or something. But we try to buy locally as much as we can. Our sort of rules are that we'll buy it on the island if we can. If we can't buy it on the island, we buy it in the UK in general. And if we can't buy it in the UK, we buy from abroad. So we do buy certain things from Germany, some things from China. But we try desperately hard to keep all our manufacturing in this country. And it's worked, really. We believe that if you do it properly and you do it efficiently, you can make it work.
I mean, when we look at, you know, the name that's been around for years, you know, we can definitely see, okay, whatever it is you've done it right.
Absolutely.
And because you're still here. Because let's be honest, if you don't do it properly, if you don't, you're not going to last.
No,
it's as simple as that.
True. No.
So I mean, that's a credit to you. Well, maybe your dad, he sort of set you know, set the stall out.
Yeah. Well, certainly. I mean, he passed away in 1989, I think it was. Yeah. So, he started us off, and we carried on.
But you never thought it'd be like this now.
No, I had no idea. We never had a two-year plan, let alone a 20-year plan.
It's just amazing the amount of stuff that's on the website. It's just worth looking at.
What a wonderful thing, though. You know, you've got this wonderful business, and it's employing people, and you're buying and you're selling to, you know, islanders and so on and so forth, and people can learn a lot from that.
Well, we feel very strongly that we need to put something back into the community. We feel that the dignity of employment is a big thing, and so we try. One of our aims is to try and employ people. You know, sometimes we've been approached by Chinese companies who want to do castings, for instance, and things like that for us, and we could save a lot of money by having stuff made abroad. But we felt that we need to keep manufacturing in this country. We've been pushed to move off the island and manufacture somewhere else, but again we've really felt committed. We do feel committed to the island. I was born on the island, so I ought to be committed to it. My children were born on the island, and so that's what we feel. We're also very quite strongly, we have quite strong Christian beliefs, and so we believe to putting something back, not just taking all the time. You know, we want to make it work, and what we believe in, we want to show that it works. And well, ask our employees. I think it works most of the time.
Certainly proven it. I mean, it is a great story. It really is. Right. And we don't. It's one that we don't shout about enough. We don't do enough. You know, there's a number of companies on the Isle of Wight that are doing really, really well.
Yeah,
you know, there's a number that have sadly disappeared, but those ones that are still here. You know, there's you know, just around the corner here, there's Hearst's.
Yeah,
and they've been going for years and years. And you know, they were in very recently. We don't big up those people and support them in the way that we should.
And
maybe, you know, by highlighting just what a great thing this is, this would inspire people. Yeah. The fact that your business has been going for X amount of years, you're a local family, and I bet you have you know, rows with your brother just like any other family.
Oh, never.
not in public anyway.
But there, you come out of it the other side, and look what you've got. You're employing people, you've got a brilliant product, and you're still here, and you have to adjust things, and you get through. And I say that can be an inspiration for so many other people that are in the process of going through maybe a tough time,
yes.
Maybe, you know, thinking about calling it a day, or even setting up their own business now from fresh.
Well, it's been funny. I mean, you know, we've been through tough times. There's been plenty of times when I've sort of thought, you know, I mean, I've sat opposite a bank manager once who threatened to have my house, because, I mean, we'd had houses were on the line. And I said, well, look, you can't sell the houses anyway, because we were going through a slump at the time. I said, so I'll do a deal. We won't borrow any more money, and you just don't pull in the houses. And so he was a decent chap, and he didn't. And they supported us. They were good. And we pulled through. But we've been through some fairly tough times.
I bet that bank manager was... I bet he's no longer in trade, because he sounds too nice. My bank manager, Colin Peake, his name was, he used to phone me up and say, look, you've got two accounts. You've got more money in that one. Do you want to pop some in that one there? Because otherwise, tomorrow, when that direct debit goes out, you're going to be charged it. Now, that's the way to do banking, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, keep everybody sweet. All right, it don't make them any money, but at the same time, it keeps us sweet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no. No, we've had some good bank managers down the years, and you know, fortunately, they've always supported us. And
good.
So good working relationship.
Yeah, it was good working. Yeah.
Long way to continue. If you want to know more about AJ Wells, where do we go? What do we do?
AJWales.co.uk will get you there, or charnwood.com is the stove website, but AJWales.co.uk is the best one. That'll get you everywhere.
Okay.
You've won an award, haven't you? So very pleased with our award at the Heart and Home 2016.
Heart and Home exhibition up in Harrogate. Yeah, we won an award. That was for our enamel glaze stuff. That was the kitchen and fire accessory stuff.
Whenever I go on the trains now, or the tubes, I'm going to be proud about the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
I'll say that sign is made up from the Isle of Wight.
Where do you keep your award?
What do you keep?
Where
do you
keep
your award? They must have given you some kind of trophy
or
something.
We have a little display cabinet that we keep.
Is it getting bigger?
Awards. Well, we've had a few awards in our time. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. And long way it continues.
Yes.
It's a real pleasure to talk to you. I'm glad business is good.
Well, it's very kind of you to have us in, and we're very pleased to have come in and talked a little bit about things. But
maybe you'll come back, talk a little bit more.
Well, who knows? You can always invite me.
Yeah, I'll invite you. Yeah. Interesting guest. One of the most interesting we've had. You know, you see some of the riffraff that come in here. I'm joking. Hey, look, we're going to take a break, but thank you, John.